Oh, hey.
Welcome to
637 Johnson Street.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Wait, that kind of sounds like iCarly.
That feels very iCarly.
I know.
Okay, okay, for real, okay. Welcome to Johnson Street.
Wait, was it in sync?
Welcome to Johnson Street.
Welcome to Johnson Street. Are we going to do like
Johnson Street.
Not too much.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Johnson Street.
Hey!
That was good.
Yeah. It's your host, Kalia.
And I'm Ajita. And today we're just starting off with some introductions.
Yeah, it's our first episode yet.
Yep. And hopefully, like, we keep doing this.
We are. I feel like we've been talking about this for a while.
We've been talking about this since our first year. No, we're second year. We've been talking about this since we were 18.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. I feel like we have a lot to say, and I feel like people want to hear it.
Hopefully.
They do want to hear it.
Yeah.
If not, we're going to hear it for ourselves. We probably will rewatch this and like listen to ourselves talk.
Yeah, be like, haha, can't believe that was us when we were 19/20.
Guys, I'll listen to this tomorrow. No shame in the game. Anyways.
But we're just talking about, like, life sometimes feels like you're going through the motions. So much on your plate, you're just following that calendar, you're submitting those assignments, like you don't really feel like you're in that moment.
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about, like, when we came back, like, for second year, I remember I was talking to you and I was like, I feel like I need something. I feel like I'm losing myself. I feel like when you get into I don't want to say university. Is that bad to say university?
No.
Okay. I feel like when we get going from like 18 to like 19, no matter what you're doing, you could be working, go to university, college, no matter what, I feel like when you're so busy, I feel like I'm losing myself like every day. I remember, yeah. I used to be like such a creative person. I was obsessed with art. I was obsessed with like cultures and stuff like that. Like now that I'm here, I just feel like a very small fragment of myself, which sounds kind of sad, but it's true.
And you kind of like lose your hobbies.
Yeah, you lose
all those like little things like make you, those
make
niches.
You special.
Yeah. Like the other day, I literally woke up, I got up, I put on my clothes, I did this, I did that. I walked out the door and I was like, I genuinely could not remember doing all of that. Like, I think I was just like in like robot mode.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I opened the door, that's when I was like, wait, like how long have I been up for?
Mm-hmm.
Like I did that whole, like I did my whole routine, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually crazy.
I think it's like more specific. I don't want to knock people down who are working right now, but I feel like it's more specific to school just because it's like those assignments, every single thing you think about, everything you put on your calendar, you're thinking about that calendar 2 weeks in advance. And you're talking about Friday, it's Monday. And all of a sudden, time goes like that. It's like no matter, every single time you're talking about the future, you're thinking about the future. Oh my gosh, I have to do this. Oh my gosh, I have to do that. So I feel like everything is going by so quickly because you're looking for the next day. You're not like in the present moment, no matter what.
I also think it goes with work too. Because if I can remember like my summertime working in retail.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That job haunts me. Working in retail, like I work like 40 hours plus. Like I was there. What? I was there 9 to 6.
40 hours plus? That's crazy.
I got paid more than minimum wage, guys. I was like a I did like the layouts of stores, allegedly. I just did everything, honestly.
Yeah.
But anyways, but I was working that 9 to 6 every day, 5 days a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was just going through the motions as well. The summer was over, like, and all I did was like work.
The summer went by fast. It was 4 months, Majida.
It's crazy.
It was 4 months. It ate me up. I can't believe that.
It was honestly a lot.
That's
like
so sad.
Summer course, a job. I was getting multiple jobs. Like,
yeah.
I was like, anything for money.
You know what's funny too? It's like, I remember my mom talking. I always bring up, oh my God, I always bring up my parents. But anyways, I remember my mom, she was like, when I was your age, time went by so slow, Kalia. Even my dad, he was like, time went by so slow. Like, I remember I would sit there and be like, oh, I can't wait until this. Oh, I can't wait. That. It's taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now that we're this age, I'm like, what do you mean time went by slow? Like, I'm scared. Each time I tell my parents, like, time went by fast, they're, like, laughing at me. Because they're like, you're literally just a kid.
Really?
How's it going by fast for you? Yeah. They're like, when I was your age, it was so slow.
I don't think I've ever had that conversation really with my parents on how time went by. You just say like life goes by fast. I was once your age. That's what my parents love to say.
I know, but I feel like they always say that once they're old.
Oh, you think it's, like, you think it's like technology and everything nowadays? Like, there's just so much, like, there's so much, like, what is it? Like, dopamine. We're able to get everything so fast.
Yeah. I remember over the summer, like, I think it was COVID. I remember I was going on a phone detox. The whole thing about the phone detox is because there's so many small moments in your life that you're on your phone, that you're not in the present moment, that it goes by like that. Like, even if you're waiting in line to get food from Tim Hortons. Sorry, Tim Hortons plug. Well, even if you're waiting in line to get
sponsor
Tim Hortons.
Us.
Sponsor us for real. For Tim Hortons, it's like, you're sitting in that line for maybe like, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? That 15 minutes, 20 minutes goes by like 5 minutes because you're on your phone scrolling through TikTok. Yeah. When you can be sitting down there absorbing, watching everybody do this, watching everybody do that, like kind of like looking at your surroundings. So it goes by really fast
for talking to people. I'm an advocate of people are so wise. Like, you literally talk to a random person and they will give you something that you can hold on for your whole life.
That's true.
So when you're off your phone, you get like that chance to have conversations with people. That's why I'm a talker. If you guys have, yeah.
It's like so funny. It's like not like we have a podcast and stuff like that. I'm just talking. Okay. Is that cringy? You're cutting that out. Okay.
But yeah, so basically this podcast is just really like, it's just like our time to reflect and just like not just go through the motions. We're turning 20. We're 19. Stop. We're still teenagers. We're 19. Yeah, exactly. That's true. Like, I feel like the year just started. Like, my birthday is late. Why am I saying I'm turning 20? I'm 19, okay? Yeah. And it's like, it's time to live. Like, we need to live our lives like we're 19.
What? I'm turning 20 next month. Are we in April? Or are we in March? Oh my God, guys. Time went back way too fast.
June, July. Oh, wow. You're going a little bit earlier than me.
Okay.
I used to think, like, something like I'm going to live longer. Like,
I almost say that. Oh, it's so triggering. Like, my niece says it all the time. She's like, you're going to die earlier than me. I'm like, I'm 2 years older than you. Like, calm her down. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just really about taking that time to absorb, reflect.
Yeah.
Reflective learning. That's the thing.
I feel like, oh, we mentioned this too. I feel like everybody thinks they're special. Everybody thinks they have their own thoughts. But at the same time, you guys are going to be listening to this. Like yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, like that was me the other day. I was just talking about this with somebody else. It's like, we're just out here so you to like actually hear us say it.
Yeah, and we're just here to like give you that kind of like confirmation that you're not alone.
Yeah.
You're really not alone in life. Everybody's going through the same thing.
Everybody feels the same way. That's why I realized in first year, like those first 2 weeks when I was so slow and I felt like I can't do this. And like I would talk to people and they'd be like, honestly, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Time's going by so slow. I'm stressed. If you talk to anyone right now, they're stressed. They're tired. You're not the only one that's stressed. You're not the only one that's tired. And it's like just, I think it's, you can find a community in that. You can find some coping methods in that.
And complaining.
Yeah. Complaining helps. It really does.
Yeah. Complaining does help. But yeah. Sometimes I feel like I stress people out when I complain. That's why I try not to. Because like usually I'm like, oh my gosh, this is.
Read the room before you complain. Yeah, that's it.
Read the room. Like, don't complain, to be honest. Like, start off like a little, like, just give a little tidbit. Like, oh my gosh, what do you think about? Don't automatically complain. Because people, most of the time, are not even thinking about that. Think about something else, and then that just adds on to it.
Cusser.
What? They curse? What did I curse? Guys, am I a cursor?
You what did I say? Can we say the sentence?
I don't remember the sentence I said. I just spoke. What was it?
What were you just talking about, even? You said some people just something.
Just complain.
Complain.
You said I didn't curse. She's making stuff up.
She did. When you go back, I'm like, oh.
Oh, jump scare.
But yeah, so that's pretty much, that's why Johnson Street is the thing.
Yeah, Johnson Street is our home is your home.
Because our home is your home.
Oh,
wait, that's cute. That's gonna be our like. That should be in our caps, like the bio.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. Wait, can we post this on Spotify?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Spotify? Yeah,
my aunt posts her stuff. Sorry, Auntie Nadia, but it's like nobody really.
Music is still good. I like the folklore music.
Her folklore, it's authentic.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not folklore, guys. Folklore sounds folklore. So bad.
That's what Noah Khan is. Okay. That reminds him of Noah Khan.
Oh, good. I'll take that.
I like Anyways. No con. But yeah. So I guess like what we're just gonna leave this off with is we're just rambling, but we're gonna have more like
topics. Give us some comments below.
No, if you got this far.
Honestly, if people watch this, which I honestly think like our friends or like not even our friends, people in our
program. If you got this far.
Yeah. We'll watch this and then be like come up to us and be like, oh my god, I actually listened to it. And I think you should. People say that about all the time. When I post myself on my story, like of me just talking to the air, people are always like, oh my god, that's so funny. I'm like, you actually listen to that?
And I always listen to people's like videos actually on their stories and stuff. So if you got this far, you got this far. Anyways. But we just want to like
cute tidbits. We have tidbits to tell you guys.
But yeah, we're just gonna leave this off with our little quotes. Word of the day, quote of the day. Khalid, you can go first.
I'm gonna say my quote first.
Your word.
I'm
gonna say my word first. Yeah.
Okay, guys, my word. This one's gonna hold strong because I've been carrying this with me for the like
your
the
past
4 years. I won't tell people it's my tattoo, but I guess you will find out. I don't have any tattoos though, but But my word of my life right now, or just in general, is resilience. Resilience. I'm not going to go more into depth of that. You guys will hear more about it later on. But resilience, that's going to be a common theme for, like, when I'm speaking just in general for, like, the next couple of podcasts. But, like, I really think resilience in life is what you need.
Yeah. My word is, I've been saying it all day today. I don't know where it came from, but proactive. I just think that you have to be proactive in life. Like,
So you really do, yeah.
You really do. I feel like proactive goes with resilience. Like, everything you do, be proactive. Again, like, I'm going to talk more about this throughout other...
You can do a whole entire, like, segment on resilience and proactive.
Yeah. Okay. Quote of the day?
My quote of the day? I have two, kind of. Okay, my quote of the day is... My dad says this to me. He said, if someone else could do it, why can't you? It's not really a juicy one. It's not like, oh my gosh, that's, that hits, like, the heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
But in life, I feel like a lot of times, like, we're looking at each other and we're like... Oh my gosh, they did that? Wow, they did that? It's like, if that person was able to accomplish that, even, like, when it comes to things in, like, our assignments or, like, courses and things like that, it feels as though, like, you can't do it. But there's so many other people in the world who was able to do it in the same position that you are in, the same knowledge that you have. So, like, if somebody else can do it, nothing is stopping you from being able to do that or accomplish that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really important. And then my second quote is, you're not lost, you're right where you're supposed to be. And that's kind of what we mentioned in our soon to come up podcast, but it's like, in life, you're always where you're supposed to be, even if it's that kind of falls into your quote, so you can go ahead.
My quote I got from a friend, and he's gonna know if he even, like, listens to this, but he said this about his situation. I think it just reflects of life in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a matter of if, it's just when.
That eats so much.
It's so good. I'm gonna, like,
found that somewhere and instead of just saying it, or he thought that from his heart.
I don't know. I feel like it's maybe he found it and, like, he just truly believes it for him to bring it back out there and, like, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that, like, it just goes with everything. Like, in life, there's so much. There's a lot of hardships to face. There's a lot of challenges. And there's a lot that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to keep that mentality. Like, it's not if. It's not if. I know that I'm going to get to my passion. I know that it's going to be worth it. It's not if. It's just when.
Hey.
So.
And that's that.
I really like that quote. And that's, I guess that's the end of the first episode of Johnson Street.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of longer ones. Was this just, like, our introduction?
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's just really, what is it? Our home is your home?
Our home is your home.
Yeah.
Should I say something with Johnson Street in the front? Like,
Johnson Street, our home is your home.
Signing, I mean, signing out from Johnson Street.
Signing out from Johnson Street. We're not going to be signing out Johnson Street from, like, in a few months from now, but it's always going to be Johnson Street in our heart.
Yeah. Oh, that was cute. Yeah. Okay, yeah, guys. Signing off from Johnson Street. Our home is your home.